For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth in beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on the show are not paying to be here, so we get to ask them the questions we know you want answered, because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best choices for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber Milton. Today, my fabulous co-host is Brittany Lowe. She is the founder of Bea. It is a skincare meets sexual wellness company. We're going to be talking about some of their products. But before we even get into that, welcome to the show, Brittany. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
I always love having a female founder. I think it's like so impressive that we have so many, especially in the beauty space. But where the beauty space used to be a lot of men.
Yeah. And honestly, when you think about like the C level and you really look at some of the brands, it still a lot of times is. And so I just feel like what I love about seeing more women executives in the beauty world is that we are the consumers, right? Yeah. So no one knows the brand better than we do. So I love being in this space and being able to work with so many women, because that's who we're creating products for.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And I have to be honest, when I heard about your products, I was intrigued. I was intrigued for a number of reasons, right? Because one of the things that I want to talk about today with you is this idea of being sensually confident, right? And I think as we age, many women, I think, become more emotionally confident, more confident in a lot of different ways. But sometimes this idea of sensuality can maybe feel like it's going the other way.
Do you absolutely feel like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, because on one hand, like when you're in your 20s, you care so much about what other people think and you're trying to figure out who you are. And then once you enter your 30s, 40s, 50s, like that's when you stop caring as much about what people think, and you really do make choices about what's going to serve you and your family best. And so on one hand, you're actually more confident in your body. You're more assured of like who you are, what you want, and what gives you pleasure. But on the flip side, you're also having a lot more responsibilities, whether it's a family or a partner, or just you're generally more in an executive role at work. And so it's really hard to continuously prioritize you. And as a part of choosing everyone else, by the time you get to you, there's no time, there's no energy. And that's when we see women not really choosing their sensuality and making room for that, because they've already given up their time and energy to everything else that they have going on.
Okay, I'm going to give a little beauty confession here, because we keep it real on this podcast, but this episode could not come at a better time. Just last week, I started a new full-time career shift, working full-time with Laura Geller, doing a lot of beauty education. And let me tell you, I got a hold of your products and I've been like, I want to try this. So one of them, I'm going to give a little preview, we don't want to go into much, it is a body serum, yeah, but that also is like a lube that you can use as a lube. Right. And I'm telling you, this has been sitting on every night. I've been like coming home to my husband, I'm like, I'm going to try this. I've been so exhausted. Starting a new job, and it is like, I'm so exhausted that there's been zero time. I'm lucky
if I like flows, ebbs and flows. Like, you know, we can do everything, but we can't always do everything at the same time. And so right now, like, that's a congratulations, Lori. I love that brand.
Yeah.
And you just started this week, right?
Yeah. I mean, like full time in office. Like, this was my first full week. Actually, it was like last week, but this was my first full week in office. And boy, it was
who goes to the office all the time post COVID? Like, I would be exhausted too. So it's like, okay, focus on your career for the first bit, and then you're gonna have time to like use the intimacy serum and prioritize that piece of your life. And I that's like the beauty of, not to get into the product, but one of the things that we found with women is that we wanted to create products that were multi-purpose, because ebbs and flows, like sometimes your career or your family is top priority, and you and like your intimate moments really are not. Other times you're like, I really want to prioritize it. And doesn't mean you can't use Veya every day, no matter where your priorities lie. So like, that's like, just shows that like, as women, like we're complex and there's ever changing responsibilities and priorities, and life is complex. So it's like, why don't we find products that can really integrate no matter where we are?
Now, do you think, you know, when you're talking with your gal friends, I feel like in our 20s, you know, speaking sexually, right, we're seem to be more active, right? And yes. Friends. And I feel like as we get older, whether it's kids or career or taking care of family members or any of the myriad things that just we have to deal with, that get in the way of this idea of I'm going to make time for sensuality, for pleasure, whether it's with myself or with my partner. Do you have any advice that you think, you know, I think a lot of times women, myself included, like we feel guilty and we feel like I should be doing that. Like, and I also think that like not many women talk about it enough, right? Yeah. Right. I remember and I had,
You're so, nailing it on the head. I agree with you, because that's something why, like when you think about like certain topics, whether it's politics, religion, salaries, sex, this is one of those pillars that people, yes, when you're younger and you're like, oh, I just hooked up with someone, like it's, there's this hookup culture that's like relatively, you know, like socially acceptable because you're young, you're figuring things out. But once you enter these like committed relationships, it's like, oh, like don't talk about your problems outside your relationship. Like really, like, you know, that should only be between you and your partner. There's a lot of like a lot of guilt. There's a lot of shame. And even when you think about sex education way back in high school, which is really them, that and your gynecologist, like those are your main points of information. Well, it's all about reproduction, has nothing to do with pleasure. And so already, like from the time that we're very young, men versus women, like men tend to explore and like learn more about their bodies much younger than women. And by the time we do get education, it's all about having children, not about pleasure and like making this a ongoing conversation. And so then, you know, when it comes to like, you know, slut, like having all these different words for women, like who are trying to be adventurous, it also makes us feel even more shameful, even more guilty to be adventurous in this part of our life. And so that's where I agree, where as we do get into more established relationships, as we get older, like it is something that just almost becomes more of a taboo. And I think that's a big piece of how society has shaped it. And when you think about these kind of products, you're going into a pharmacy and it's under the family planning aisle. So one, that doesn't align with pleasure at all. And then two, the other option is going to like a shady rundown store that you want no one to see you there. And so if those are your only two options, and then like, how are you going to feel empowered? How are you going to be excited to talk to your friends about it when the whole process from the start has all been built around shame and guilt?
I mean, yeah, like when you go to buy lube, like I don't want to buy lube anywhere. I don't want anybody to know like my part, like it's just like, I don't, like, right? Thank God for the internet, because you like, you just don't. I don't want to walk into CVS or Duane Reade and be like,
Hi. And that's where like, and that's why Amazon's the number one retailer for these products, because people do want discretion. And then when I was building Veya, what I found was you either had these like neon bottles with questionable ingredients that I couldn't even pronounce, right? Or you would have maybe these cleaner, more like expensive options, but it's still like women in thongs and like just presenting these very polar opposites, where like an everyday person really doesn't relate to either spectrum. So it's like, if you want cleaner, you want elevated, but you still want it to be like something that you're feeling empowered, but not like shameful of. Like there's nothing that was really out there. And that's like why I was so intrigued by this. And also, like you were saying, conversations just don't happen. But slowly, like you're seeing retailers be more open because customers do want it. And I think that was really expedited during the pandemic, when people are like, oh, wait, this is a big part of my life. Like that's how we all got here. Now that I'm not with anyone, I realize how important like that part of my body, that part of my life is. And I think that's what allowed us to be able to have more acceptance in launching this kind of brand?
You know, before we jump into the products, because I want to speak to some of the things that you just said, you know, on this idea of women feeling guilty, of trying to figure out how to make time. Do you have any advice for one, you know, that you'd give to women who are struggling trying to prioritize sensuality? And then any tips on how maybe they can do that?
Well, so I think the first number one piece is that you need to know, you can't ask for what you want until you know what you like, right? And so I think that's something to be curious about, is even when you think about a career where it's like, all right, I hate my job, I want something else. Well, that's fine. Like, let's get you to that new job. But what do you like? Do you like to be in beauty? Do you like finance? Do you want to, like, do you like marketing? Do you want to help people, right? Like, you kind of have to know what you want in order to go search for those roles to get that next job. And so I think step one is like being, like taking this piece of your life seriously and being excited to explore and just be curious about, whether that is, you know, like it's toys, if it's products, or just like when you're with a partner, just being mindful of like, ooh, that felt good, or ooh, you know what, I don't like that. And being able, like, I think as women, we don't speak up enough of like demanding and asking for what we want and what we deserve. It's very much like, how can I please others? Mm-hmm. So first off, know that like, it's not selfish. This is, to me, beauty is not just physical. It's also our mental health, right? It's also our sexual being, and collectively having a healthy 360 approach to these different areas is going to lead to greater confidence. It's going to lead to you feeling just your most beautiful, confident self. And so I think one is like being curious about what you like. And then two, like separating this guilt and pleasure, and knowing that you deserve it. Like, I think that's something where we're like, oh, like I'm a mom. Like I have, you know, I want to give everything to everyone else. But at the end of the day, like that's not sustainable, and you're not going to be happy, because pleasure does release certain hormones that help us feel more fulfilled and more like happier. And so scientifically speaking, it is good for you. And that is how we've gotten to Earth. And so I do think that making time, whether that is scheduling time with your partner on a calendar, knowing that you, just like how you set up meetings, you know, the important ones are going to go on your calendar and you block your day accordingly. Like, think about, maybe that could be helpful. Think about any other tools that would help you make sure that you're more conscious of it. And we find that once you get into more of a routine, because sometimes it's a little bit intimidating when you maybe have taken a break from like being intimate with your partner to get back into it. But studies show that the more that you do it, the more you're going to crave it as well. And part of being curious and adventurous is trying different things. So I think it's more a matter of like committing to wanting to figure out this piece of your life and being open to that mindset, because naturally you're going to see a more positive shift. And it's really exciting when you do put that time aside.
That is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous advice. I love it. Thank you so much. And I'm hoping that it's helping so many people out there. One, give yourself permission. Stop feeling so guilty. I'm going to add that in there too. But you bring up a good point, that is, make time for this, because the more that you do it, the better you're going to feel. We've had podcasts before where they found a relationship between your sexual release, and also your skin. That they found that your skin looks better, right? Like, you're getting blood flow to the face. So that's good. I want to now start to dig into these products, because I was intrigued when I heard, okay, you've got a body serum and an intimacy serum. But first of all, thank you, because these are beautiful. And for anybody in the world who owns a bottle of lube, I bet it is hidden somewhere, right? Like in a drawer, next to the bed, in a box, because you don't want your kids to see it, your cleaning people to see it. God forbid your family comes over. You definitely don't want them to see it. Thank you. This is so beautiful. And I'm assuming that was done intentionally.
Absolutely. The idea was that, how do we feel? Because what I believe, that when you feel confident in one area of your life, that confidence seeps into every other. And so this, I froze, I think. So with that, my whole mission was, how do we elevate this category? So instead of you shamefully hiding it in the back of your sock drawer, you're probably displaying it on top of your nightstand. And we had an editor when I launched it, and she wrote to me and said, listen, I have my mother-in-law staying with us, and I have the intimacy serum right on my nightstand because it looks like a perfume bottle. And this is making me feel so giddy, and I love it. And that's where it's like positioning without, like, we're women, like successful women who like are taking care of themselves and really investing in, you know, their health and their bodies and everything else, like, deserve to have quality solutions for this part of their life too. And that was a big piece of the product, the formula, the ingredients, and everything that we thought through from start to finish.
And let's talk about the ingredients, because I bet there's a lot of people who are thinking, wait a minute, how can my skincare serum also be, you know, provide enough slip and lubrication to be my lube?
Right. So the idea is that, so Laura actually rated this a best body serum because it gives us really nice, gentle hydration. So think about, like, if you're going to like a wedding or a red carpet event of any sort, you can put it on your decollete, your arms, legs, like makeup artists during New York Fashion Week use it because it gives this really nice subtle glow and it seeps into your skin way better than a body moisturizer. On the flip side, it has this like nice slip where if you use a few more pumps, it can easily give you the slip of a beautiful intimacy serum without it being too greasy. It's not goopy. So it's not like an aloe base, but it's a beautiful oil-based serum that allows it to just feel warm and a little bit more like natural than this cold, goopy product that you might have used in other situations.
And I mean, when we're saying intimacy serum, right? So like a lube, like you could use this in place and it's safe for all those private areas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So my biggest concern is I have a lot of skin allergies. I'm allergic to a lot of ingredients. So when it came to lubes, like there were so many that would burn me and that takes away from the whole experience in itself. And so when we set off to create this body and intimacy serum, we actually had a lot of couples as our testers to make sure that everyone, like, again, our Bea is vegan, it's fragrance free. Like, we're really mindful about the ingredients because I, as a consumer, can't use a lot. And so when it comes to, especially in our intimate areas, like, it's even more important to think about your pH levels, to think about the ingredients and make sure that it's not going to harm or burn or provide any irritation. So even with people with sensitive skin, we've had really fun stories and great reviews from the product.
And then have doctors sort of, do you have doctors on your panel to make sure that, you know, gynecologically this is safe?
Yeah. So everything is also dermatologist tested. And so we also make sure, like, we have third party testing on our ingredient panel to make sure it's safe for sensitive skin specifically. And then we also have sex therapists, gynecologists, and everyone else who also is on our advisory to ensure that it's safe to use. It's quality ingredients and formulas, which we also work with from the start with our chemists on these formulations, and then do everything we can to properly communicate that to our customers.
I love that. Okay. So interesting, because there's only a few products in the line as of right now, right?
Yes. There's the wipes, our mist, our serum, and we're launching a new one soon.
I saw it on Instagram. You. You know, so let's save that till the end. And maybe can we tell, because you could kind of, like, I think, tell what it was from what I saw on Instagram. So the face mist, but it is an interesting collection. Let's talk about the face mist and then we'll kind of talk about the collection as a whole.
Yeah. So the idea is, so I have another company called Beautini and we do hair and makeup services for weddings. And so what happened was I would have these brides come in for their trial and I was like, let me use, you know, like, it was the pandemic when I was starting. So I was like, let me host focus groups with our clients, because who knows where the white space is better than actual women. And so what we found was, instead of them being like, oh, like, what blush am I wearing? They'd be like, listen, I like sweat really easily. I'm nervous about hugging all my guests on my wedding day, because when I sweat, I smell. what do I do? Or I have these body blemishes on my breasts and I'm wearing a low cut dress. Like, what do I do? Like, help me. And it was these like intimate concerns that they were looking for skincare solutions. And I, at that point, was in my 20s. I was you know, I would be at a bar on a Friday night, dancing, getting a little sweaty. And then like getting intimate with someone at night, I'd be like, oh no, I stink. I hope you can't smell me. And it was these same intimate concerns of sweat, odor, body blemishes, et cetera, that really affected my confidence and more specifically my sensual confidence. And so that was the whole mission with Bea, was like, how do we address those intimate concerns to build your sensual confidence before those intimate moments even occur? Because if you're feeling in self-conscious, so much of pleasure is mental. And so we need you to feel empowered and confident in your own skin before those moments so that you can get the pleasure you deserve. And so with that said, the mist gives you that morning afterglow, and it has squalene and hyaluronic acid to give like a beautiful glow, set your makeup. But the idea from the start was, if I came out as a sex brand, it would have alienated so much of our users. So the idea was, how do we build a skincare brand that has these sexual wellness components to it? So people feel like, oh, you know what? It's a face mist. Let me try it out. Oh, a morning afterglow. Who doesn't love that? And then we had our refresh wipes where it's like, great, I can remove odors after a gym, but they're also gentle enough for down there before and after intimacy, right?
Right.
And then we also have the body intimacy serum. And so that's where like the storyline of the product lineup might seem a little non-traditional, but it's all so intentional because we wanted our women to feel comfortable using the line, feeling comfortable using, the product in multiple ways throughout their day. And so it's taken a while to like get to like, okay, this is for sex. But it's because we want you to feel comfortable, because when you feel comfortable, you're more willing to adventure. And that's like the process of using us, is like, whether you're intimate or not, like you can use these products in your everyday routine. But more importantly, we're going to build your sensual confidence by addressing those concerns that we also don't love talking about. And by doing that, it just allows you to hopefully feel more empowered, more confident in your own skin.
And these are so great, by the way. I love these little wipes because you can throw them in your purse. You could put it in your jeans pocket, you know, if you know you're going to be out and you just want a quick freshen up. So these are fragrance-free, pH balanced. So you can use them on your hands, your pits, your Britney Spears, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. head to toe. Exactly. Whether you travel, whether at the gym, like wherever you get sweaty, they're there for you. And like you said, they're like individually wrapped with the idea that like our customer is busy, she's on the go. I keep one in every single bag as I'm running around. And even when you think about like a networking event, going from work to event, like I stink. So just to be able to use a wipe, feel refreshed, I'm more present in my conversations and connecting with people because I'm not worried about if they can smell me. And so intimate concerns, we believe, is like you're most exposed in the bedroom, but the products are for the bedroom and beyond.
I love that. Bedroom to boardroom, right? And beyond.
I love that. Yes, exactly.
And look how pretty this, I mean, so I use this as a makeup, so you can use this as a sort of hydration mist, also to set your makeup. But yeah, look, it has a really pretty, the skin has a really nice glow right now.
You have a beautiful glow. And that's like what it's like, that morning after glow. But the idea is it's like a natural alternative. There's no alcohol in it. So it's not going to dry out your skin, but rather it's going to embrace and like help your makeup hold, but keep you looking refreshed all day long.
I love that. You know, we need this, especially, look, we are getting into the warmer months, but it's still cold here on the East Coast. And I feel like we need all the hydration we can still grab onto. Yeah. Can you give us, before we go, a little bit of a preview? I did see online of what's coming in April.
Yeah. So it's funny because one of our retailers was like, can we launch early? And so one of the main concern that our consumers expressed was razor burn, right? When you think about like blemishes around your bikini line, like think about it, even if you're out on a beach or getting intimate, you're like, ooh, it's pain. I used to have it so painfully that I got laser done, but it's also embarrassing because it's like ingrown. Yes. And then I also have keratosis pilaris, which was a big concern for a lot of our customers as well. So for us, like when you think about a traditional body scrub, it's usually pretty abrasive. And you're using it maybe once a week on your arms and your legs. But for me, like, I was worried about, like, how do we get to the underarms? How do we think about the bikini line? And what are we doing about body blemishes to prevent those ingrowns from even, like, the follicles getting trapped in your pores? And so that is our new product. It's launching in a few weeks. It is called the Bikini and Body Scrub. And so it has both rice powder and pumice. So it's two different particle sizes. So you're going to get the dead skin, just like a traditional scrub, but you're also going to be able to use it in intimate areas without it tearing your skin by being too abrasive. And it also has glycolic acid in it. So it's a very gentle scrub that has both physical and chemical exfoliants so that you can feel, because in the winter, my legs get so ashy. And then in the summertime, if I have body blemishes all over, it does impact my confidence. And so this is just another great way for before you're getting intimate, before the beach or whatever it might be, you can use this in the shower a few times a week, get off the dead skin, address your keratosis pilaris, and your ingrown hairs. So that way you can feel super sexy no matter where you are.
I'm going to give you an idea for your next one, which is like pimples in the butt area, right? So like, I feel like I used to do a lot of SoulCycle. You guys have heard me say this. Mm-hmm. I'm like an unfiltered, but like
SoulCycle.
I get the bumps down the butt. I just do.
You
even
have
showering.
To use your scrub.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Glycolic acid. But I do think there's another idea that we're working on specifically for those spots. So I'm glad that you said that.
I love it. Brittany, you've been such a pleasure. And I think, you know, it's so important for women and men to continue this conversation and to be talking about sexual wellness, sexual health, sensual confidence. I just want to thank you so much and also congratulate you because your products are available online. Give us that address, but also they're available in retail.
Yes, they are. So we can be found at Beia, so BEIA beauty.com, but you can also find us on Neiman Marcus, Urban Outfitters, Free People, and Amazon.
I mean, you hit all the big ones. You went from like Ultra Luxe Neiman, and then we've got Urban Outfitters, which is like for the young and hip and cool.
Yes.
Congratulations. That is something to be super proud of. You know, I just want to thank you so much for being on with us today.
No, thank you so much for having me, allowing me to share my story, because even though I believe that sexual wellness is such a key component to how I view beauty, it is a little bit of a taboo topic. So by you opening up your platform and allowing me to share how this can really empower one's life, like, means the world, because I know it's not for everyone yet. But I think the more conversations we have, the more that people are going to feel comfortable and curious and excited to spend more time in this part of their life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think we all thank need you. To hear that. We all need to be reminded. I don't know what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Scheduling in that time for a little bit of fun. And, you know, everybody listening, if you've got questions you want me to pass on to Brittany, her team, you know, I'm always happy to do that. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday, hopefully with a little bit of a glow. Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.